Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Vayetzot daf Lamed Gimel. Begin on basic Taisa Masda. Begins the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda Behudin Nesiyah Rav Ami. Says Taisa near it seem the inner Behudin Nesiyah. It's not the same the Behudin Nesiyah the Shar Mishcha that permits the oil on Amid Aleph. Ki Eisai ben Benoish ben Hakadosh Hay, because he was actually a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Va'Bebraisehu Nisker, and also in the Braise is mentioned in Perek Mishnah Aksa daf Ayin Vav. Tony Allah, we learned that ever. But seeing Tiru Ali Nase, and they permit her to be married. But the Sefta Namigars Rabbi Yehuda hit to Es Hashemen. So El Achav Hoya, obviously, was after him. So Veshem Ben Benoy Shabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's the grandson of Yehuda, the Gaza Al Hashemen Hava, that or the Gersa should be the Shari Es Hashemen. He's the one that permitted. The oil. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the might come of it, based on the Kama Hasim, the Gemara said that the Ishti Maya, the Achim Kefel Arama, the Shomer of Asi, the Ikbid. So Taisa says that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in our Sugya was after Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya that permitted the oil. It's possible to say that he's a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda that was Gezer on the oil that was Namayra, and he's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that's brought a Maid Katan, which the Gemara says that. He drank a certain water, which was in days of Abami, not like the Gersa that we have Rav Asi, because Taisa finds it difficult. Even in the Brice, we mentioned his name. The Shmuel says Rav Seinu, these are the Bezna permitted the oil. That's Bezna Rav Yehuda Nasiya. But if that's the case, Rav Yehuda that permits the oil was a Tana, and it's not possible that Rav Yehuda that mentioned our sugya that. Was mistopic in front of the Amira, Rabami. And also in Tosefta, the Tanaim brought there, Rabbi Yehuda permits the oil, so obviously it's a Tana. So that's why you have to say, Rabbi Yehuda in the sea in our Sugya was, possibly a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda that was Gezer on the Shemin that was in Amira. Next testimony begins Gemara Kinsa. Pirsha Kondrashi explains, why doesn't this work, these wood chips? But like Dimalach Zimba Kivshan, it's not similar to the case of when you put it back into the furnace, where we say there that when the tar peels off, it is good. The Hassam, because over there, Kimshos can be Bechot, since there was heat up from the outside, Achanasha Zefasan until the tar peel falls off. That means it's like a barometer. Kvarna Slab Nacher, that means to say that the earthenware was already all white and heated up, because you heat it up from the outside. And they peeled it off on the inside. Well, Hocha, but here Kimitcha Machtes Orbe Mefnim. Of course, since you bring the fire in the inside, Miyad Zafas Noishas. Of course, the tar is going to peel off. But it doesn't say anything about the whole container. Pchina Din Mechavi Shalano says Rashi also that's the halacha. But our barrels, that same problem. Mashal Leperusha. It sounds like what Rashi's interpretation is saying. Kim Hoyi Masikim Mefnim. But that if you heat it from the inside, Achim Hoyi Zefes Mebechutz. That if the tar would be on the outside, well, you know, she would peel off. Well, that would be enough. Now, that doesn't seem correct, Rabbeinu Elchanan. You have to be concerned. The mechasalah that you might be concerned about a dilma pocket that it might burst, because the apishal charis, even that of earthenware, amar parakashal kol shodik marzim pesachim nev la'amad amabez, the leinim lekader is gumri. You can't fill it up with coals. The chayisalah, you're concerned the dilma pocket is going to burst, so you wouldn't do a good kashering. You would be afraid. Koshke Mechavi is for sure, but barrels, the chai is that you're content shleizer that they shouldn't burn and therefore you can't cash it. Koshke Rabbi Moshe Mekutzi, the Sar Mekutzi, writes, it's born in the Smag, Lam and Kufman Meches, the Avik of the Beskin Hilchas of Commando Asa, even though we rule like the one who says the Kinsa is not good, Mekamokam over Lichvis Achabas al Ish, to turn the barrel over on the fire, Imma Ish Godel Kolkach, Vachosik Mibifnim, and the fire is so big and so strong from the inside, Shiodis Aledz Mibachutz, that the hand will get burnt touching it from the outside. Then it's permitted. Then it's considered like the kashering process known as Hagala. The idea of Hagala, hit Rabbeinu Tam, Lahagul Chabis, Rabbeinu Tam permitted to kasher the barrel, which is generally with boiling hot water all over it, Latar Miyayin Nesach, to purify it from the impurities of Yayin Nesach absorbed. And Pasach Echem Mishalev, you open up one at the bottom, Vizayik Reitzchen Latech, and you pour in boiling hot water inside of it. Mahapach Amayim Mashaleha, Elech ve'elech, and then you turn the water around and around on the bottom, all around. Now we got the Bishal Yisru, and even though regarding other prohibition, it doesn't help to do Hagol like this. Because you don't even have the pouring from a first vessel. Halcha, what become like halcha? You don't have over here. You could say b'yayin nesach. Man, you don't even have a iri, which is a lower level. Meaning that's the, like when you're pouring straight from the first vessel to do hagala, meaning hagala generally is on the fire on the pot itself. Here you don't have even iri of klirish. You could say b'yayin nesach, but by the absorptions of yayin nesach, the shmish b'tzainim, where the whole utility is when it's cold, so it's not really so much absorption. Sure, therefore it is enough. It's permitted. Maybe Rai brings a proof. The Kamer of Yisla Kaman, the Perek Bez and Ayin Hamadav, Choltan b'mei zaysim b'shari isurim. If it's scalded with olive juice and other prohibitions, le'mahani chalitzas mei zaysim. So it doesn't help. Which actually Tzitzin Zvachim says the choltan b'mei zaysim ashma fil tzaynin kama choltan la b'chala the chalabaster gabe kavda. Where. And what we see from there is that when it's done with cold, so then it has a very different halacha than when it's hot, and so therefore, just like we see, that's being a raya from Ayin Hem and Olive, but he holds that the kalim that. You press the grapes and you make wine. You could kasher them by doing chalata with water that was cooked olives before they were crushed. Even though it absorbed from other, if it has absorption from other yisurim, it's not permitted. Obviously, a kli that's bala from yayin nesach says that's like something that's cold. It's going to have a different halacha. Now, Bri Aimer, he says ki mitzvah and mufchar, the choice of singing is lahagel kol nesach levad to actually kasher. To Hagala with boiling hot water on each board independently of the barrel. And to throw from the water from the vessel itself that was bubbling on the fire. But that's enough. Even though it loses the bubbles in the or when you remove it from the fire. And there are those who place a plate in the pan that's on the fire, until the bubbles go up into the plate. From that plate that they do the kashering. And this is what the reason not sure. That's going to be effective as the primary vessel that's on the fire or not. And he suspends this stringently. And he says that you can't do hagala with that plate. That's considered as a secondary vessel. And also regarding scalding the chicken. But on the other hand, it goes the other way regarding a different halacha. That for that he considers that as on the other hand where they used to put boiling hot water on the head of the chicken after it was slaughtered so that you could easily take off the feathers. And halacha is that if you do this before malicha, so the blood gets absorbed and doesn't come out through malicha, so in such a situation, the repaskin that this water is going to have a halacha like klirishin, and actually then it's not going to be permitted to malicha. So he's machmer both ways. So now it's just maschal that begins gemara. Halacha is a command. Halacha is like the one who says that it is forbidden. Which Tosis just points out, b'chol tar kula, throughout the entire Shah, some Rabin Lukula, Rabin Zenli is the one who says, lean the Rabach Luchomer says stringently. B'chol tar Rabin Lukula, and the Lachazak Rabina, lean Likithi Amin Perak, again, and Ashachon of Tzadigim Abeis, Lakachutzak, Livzakan, command us, that's why we're here, and not like the usual, we have to say the Lachazak, the one who says, it's forbidden. Like it says, Mazda begins the Mazda, Shagal Mimme Bei Shechri, he says, you're allowed to put in beer, which I'm going to read, the research of what the mime. Same thing as water with Chol Shamashkin and all other beverages. About Miyayin, that they're all not going to be problematic with the blias of the wine, but obviously the wine itself would be problematic with the similar blias of the Yayin Nesach in the wall. And it says, Mati, with the words of Gemara, Kli Neser. So he said it's very absorbent, you can't castrate, but Emery just points out the trig of the Neser. There's two types of Neser, Shoyz Menikelim, that you make vessels from. And the Zed, the one we're mentioning over here, Eino Eser is not the same as the Perikam, the Shabbat of Tezayin Menav. The comment that the Gemara says, Kli Neser, for Kli Cheres, Tomas and Shava, that the earthenware vessel and the Neser vessel, their Tomei is the same. Now, the Yeshay Neser Shlisha is also a third one, Sheino Eser Menikelim, that they don't make vessels from, El Machabas and Mezakelim, they just use to launder vessels. Which is, that's what learned, needed of Samechal and Bez, it's El Shabbat Samanam, and Vira Mezakas, and Neser Vachulu, it's an ingredient, it's not this Neser that you make vessels out of. Next, this Mazda begins the Gemara Kasi. Perish Rashi explains, Koysa shel cheres, toma vessels of earthenware, and ve'ei machnis likim, and you don't usually keep wine in there for a long time, you just drink from them. That's what the Gemara is saying, that if the non-Jew drank from it the first time or the second time, also it's forbidden, because I did the rechichi, since it's off bali, it is absorbent, and therefore it's forbidden until you fill it up with water for 3 days. Because like we had previously said, and as the Gemara talks about later on, the Vlam of it up. Now, if he's according to this, Naga Olam, the custom that people have is leitin mayim b'kli cheres chadash. What they do is, okay, so they put water in a new earthenware vessel. Lahash is b'izman gadol, and they leave it in there for a long time, kodesh shetamash b'em yayin, before it's used for wine. Lafisa, that therefore shem yogim b'mavik chavim ha'achakach, that if subsequently non-Jew touches it, they're not going to have to kasher it with pouring hot water of it, because it already filled up with absorptions of the water. It doesn't have any absorptions of the wine that the non-Jew should make it forbidden. Avakosh Rabbein Tam, a difficult Rabbein Tam, Hodom Kamon Perek Beis, that the Gemara is laid on the Vayin Dalma Beis, that Moidon, either Reb Meir or Rebbe Bekankanim, he agrees by the jug, Shein Asurim, that they're forbidden, or Alefesh Meklis Likim, because, they put it in there for a long time. A lot of time in Mechzin Likim. Now it sounds like if they didn't leave the wine in for a long time, Kamoy Bekhli Cheres, like by earthenware vessel, Sagam Nigib Amba, it would be enough just to dry it off. Kamoy Begas, or Machat, or Mashpech, that just like by the press and by the strainer, v'hadocha b'shar kelim oil, and then washing on by other vessel, effective k'may nigib bagas, like drying up by the wine press. Kigam nigub ein lahaflit, because drying is not there to admit the taste, to purge it. Rak lahas azuma shenidbik memachutz, is just to remove the filth that gathers on the outside. Now, it's not logical to say it's like that's the case of the jugs that they had used already for water in the beginning, and therefore it's not problematic. So, how do we understand what we're saying, that it's problematic? So, why over there is it enough just to dry it up? If you're saying that here, if the non-Jew used it in the beginning, even just one time, it's problematic. So Lakach Pesher Ben Tam, so the Rebbe Ben Tam explains, the Mayor Hacha, here we're talking about cups, Ben Chadosh, Ben Yishon, actually whether new or old. And the non-Jew drank from it many times. So Vach Bishop, the Gemara, they translate it differently. What does that mean? Not like Rashi, if the first or second time ever. If you washed it off two times with water, in Ritzel Nachshira, that's not going to be valid to kasher it. Shlishi mutter, the third time it's permitted pish, in other words, vade badacha shlishi is nifla kol. When you washed it off three times, then everything is going to be purged. Creative of Matina, similarly, we find Perkat Rubas as well from that fine testament base, Gabicharsan Shalzav, Zava, regarding related to the Zav and the Zava, that we find that their vessels, their earthenware vessels that they use, which they have a tummy that comes out of the body, we say Pamrisha Mashani tummy, Shlishitar Pierce, in other words, who cleats a vessel shitila by Hazaba Zava Memiraglama, where they urinate, which their urine is tummy. But come, that's what saying, the main Rishain Mishnim Tameyim the first and second time it's washed out, is Tamashamur Memiraglam Shalzab, because the urine of the Zab is still mixed in. A Maim Shlishim Tahir, but if it's washed out three times, it's pure. Some of what we're saying, what are you saying over here? The Gabi Medrash Esther, we find also in the Medrash of Esther, which the Masoret Tashas brings, is not brought in our Medrash, but Gabi Yishnam Echad, when he says that there's one people, Shomali Hamal Achashverosh, Shomali Sitz Achashverosh, Mesvuv Neufel Likoyser Shalach Mehem, if a fly falls into one of the Jews' cups, Zarka just throws a ribbish and say he drinks it. Vila Deinem Elton Agebem, but if our Lord the King would touch one of them, then Chayv Tebekarker to smash it to the ground. Not only that, Shomadich Likoyser Shalach Pam, he would wash out his cup three times. So you see this idea of washing it out three times. Now specifically, this is only for cups of earthenware. But if the cup is made out of wood or metal or glass, you don't have to wash it up but once. But miu, however, but we find many times in the Gemara, just mentioning the word cups, that it means metal and glass. So here we say kasi, it can mean the metal and glass, so we better wash out every cup three times. Next says Master begins the Gemara Kunya, Pishak Rosh explains, Kli Cheres Metzuba Ba'avar. We're talking about earthenware vessels that are plated with lead, plumen balas. So it's a question of being time, it's difficult during time. Kedom Mizvachim Perek Kachakachim, or the Gir says, Darmin Mizvachim Perek Gebezbeich Mevi Sid Bakunya, either as Mech Gebezmech, money Sid Bakunya. I mean, either to say Zvachim Perge is Makayman, but it says that maybe Sidvukunya, Velekama Avar, Sholosh and Talmud, which is the terminology of the Gemara, Gedam of Sila Shal Avar. So, in other words,
If kunya was avar, so then why are you saying this interesting terminology? It should be saying avar, which is lead. But kasha, another difficulty is migara chipa avar. You really think if it's plated with lead, it's more severe mimhoi kulim if it's all made out of lead. Lead itself doesn't have the same halacha that you can't be kasha. But kasha, another difficulty is dami yiruke aser. You said the yellow ones are forbidden. Mishum debali the mitzvif because it's absorbing because of the alum. Mishalonik yiruke b'le mitzvif. But ours are yellow and it doesn't have alum. Kach bishar meitam. So every meitam explains the kunya is hituch klis chuches. Actually, what they do is they have the melting of the glass. Shalayin is bashal kol tzarik that wasn't fully cooked. From nachol, it's from the sand. Kamei klichar is like earthenware vessels. Kedamim peg that kam the shabbos like it says the shabbos after it's above and base. Hol v'tchilas b'riyasa minachol. Now since and its beginning of its creation is from sand. Shabbin rabban ke klichar. So the rabbis made its status like earthenware vessel. Kedamim like we say. That that's an extra word. Now you're right. Although an intact glass vessel doesn't absorb, since only covering it's only plating on the earthenware, it's actually bala. That's actually why it does absorb. That's why these earthenware plated with glass is actually severe that it can't be cashed.